panel in overturning the nation's sodomy laws. These and other issues are likely to come up during his confirmation hearing.
The owner of a peanut plant linked to a recent salmonella outbreak says any problem should have been caught by federal and state regulators. That plant has been linked to a salmonella outbreak that may have contributed to 8 deaths. More than 550 have been sickened to the outbreak. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
You could be financially independent and never have to worry about money again. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby speaking for the 3-Step Plan. The 3-Step Plan is a business system designed to help families start their own home-based business. If you like working with people with similar family values, you'll love the 3-Step Plan. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-658-0459. 800-658-0459.
Local, state, and federal authorities continue to investigate a bomb blast yesterday morning that severely injured the head of the Arkansas State Medical Board, Chief Bob Powdered, with the West Memphis Police Department.
Still a mystery to us, to FBI and ATF. There's no idea. We have no leads to go on at this point. There are emails coming in. There are telephone calls coming in, and we'll run those down today. But as far as the suspect, we have no direction to go.
At last word, 54-year-old Dr. Trent Pierce, a family practice doctor, remained in critical condition after an explosive device detonated while Pierce was walking near his car that was parked outside his West Memphis home.
He had shrapnel in the abdomen. He had shrapnel in his neck. They have removed that. The ATF will be over today collecting that evidence to see what type of metal it was. He lost his left eye, and they had to inflate his right eye.
The Army is reporting a stunning rise in suicides for last month, with the number likely to surpass combat deaths. According to figures obtained by the Associated Press, there were 24 suspected suicides in January, compared with just 4 in January of 2008. If all 24 are confirmed, that would be higher than the 16 combat deaths reported in all branches of the armed forces in Iraq and Afghanistan last month. The CDC reports the peak of the flu season is here, with cases of flu expected to grow in the coming weeks. Dr. Donald Perlman, a flu expert, says it's not too late for people to get vaccinated. He explained getting the flu feels much different than a cold, with sudden symptoms that include severe body aches, fever, and chills. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylamines, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. So, Joel, what are we going to be talking about today?
Well, Dr. Stan, I recall your normal question you asked me at the beginning of the week, is there anything exciting yet? And I didn't have anything, but now the brief for tomorrow is just jam-packed. And as usual, they give us plenty to talk about here in the world.
Yes, they really do.
In any case, I'm going to start off talking about former Vice President Dick Cheney's warning of another mass terrorist attack. This happened on an interview with Politico.com. Let me tell you, Dr. Stan, that none of these former politicians go on accidentally, and come out of retirement to go on one of these things, unless they've got a purpose behind it. And we're going to see, in my opinion, a lot of purposeful intervention in the news media by these former neocons in order to push their agenda. Of course, the vice president was rattling the sabers of terror again. Here's what CBS said as they summarized the interview. Cheney warned that there's a high probability that terrorists will attempt a catastrophic nuclear or biological attack in coming years. And he said he fears the Obama administration's policies will make it more likely the attempt will succeed. Well, you know, this is the same argument that they pulled on conservatives who were objecting to the Bush administration's attempts to curtail civil liberties. Well, if you do this, you're just going to make it easier for terrorists to succeed. Of course, Cheney had an unyielding defense on the interview of the Bush administration's support for Guantanamo Bay, for coercive interrogation, another name for terrorism.
For torture.
And I'm sorry, for torture, yes.
Right.
And he asserted that President Obama will either backtrack on his stated intentions to end those policies or put the country at risk in ways more severe than most Americans, he said, could ever imagine. But he also did say that many members of Obama's own team understand what Cheney's saying. Now, this is a very, you know, subtle comment indicating that Cheney knows that the people running the Obama machine are on the same team as Cheney, and that Obama may not know this yet, but his whole staff is, you know, globalist. Now, Obama himself is sold out. He couldn't have got to be president without having made those compromises. And we can tell because some 8 years ago he was made wealthy out of poverty. He suddenly became wealthy enough to buy a big mansion in Chicago as well as a $9 million piece of beachfront property in Hawaii. Now, you don't do that just on a community lawyer salary. This was because of insider dealing and trading, and he was, I believe, you know, made his pact with the devil, so to speak, the powers that be, in order to get a boost up, and here he is, President of the United States. Now, all of this, not to stand as a telling reminder, that Cheney is a real insider, and then he knows that the globalist transition team, of course, filled the CFR and Trilateral Commission collaborators will see to it that Obama's actions do not follow his rhetoric. Cheney's remarks are all the more significant because of who he is personally. He is the only person upon whom we have hard evidence that he knowingly allowed the hijacked airliner to crash into the Pentagon. As you know, and we've discussed before, he was in charge of the White House Situation Room and kept putting off an Air Force officer who kept coming into the room, alerting the vice president of how close the airliner was approaching. And the young officer kept telling or asking Cheney, do the orders still stand? And irritated Cheney said, of course the orders still stand. Have you heard anything to the contrary? Well, this dramatic scene, charged with evidence of government conspiracy in the 9/11 attacks, was not witnessed by some conspiracy theorist, but a member of Bush's own cabinet, Norman Mineta. And to this day, it is one of the best pieces of evidence of government involvement in the attack. 9/11 Truth in Seattle, they're actually hosted Mineta at one of their gatherings. He did show up, and he did confirm reports to conventional reporters as well as to the assembled conference. And this was in June 26th of 2007. That, in fact, the order still stand query was about stand-down orders, not shoot-down orders. And here's what they say. Former Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta answered questions today, speaking of June 26, 2007, about his testimony before the 9/11 Commission. Mineta says Vice President Cheney was absolutely already there when he arrived at approximately 9:25 a.m. Now, if you remember, the 9/11 Commission was trying to claim that Cheney did not arrive until 9:58 after the Pentagon had been hit. This was a purposeful deception to keep the report to allow the report to discredit Mineta's testimony, because Mineta couldn't have been right if Cheney wasn't even there. What they were trying to say, first of all, is that Mineta had to have arrived afterwards, and so he couldn't have heard the exchange between the Air Force officer. But it's absolutely incredible to try to make the case that Mineta would have invented this multiple scenario of Officer coming in multiple times through him in the exchange and quoting the exact words of Cheney. And to invent that out of thin air, that's just incredible.
In fact, you know, I certainly, and I'm sure many of our listeners may very well have pulled that down from the 911 Commission testimony. There's no question it took place. Mineta has confirmed it. And, of course, Dick Cheney had said, right after the attack, we had no idea anything like this was going to happen. He's just saying the same thing about this financial collapse. We had no idea this was going to happen. Of course he knew it was going to happen. He knew it was happening as far as the 911. They had all sorts of evidence. They'd had briefings from the FBI that told him that Osama bin Laden was planning to attack, was planning to use airplanes, and yet they concealed this from the American people. They specifically did not do anything to stop it. In the similar manner, they knew this economic collapse was going to occur, and they did everything to block the people who were trying to tell the public that if we didn't stop these predatory lending practices, selling, somebody who was making $14,000 a year a $500,000 or $700,000 home, that it was going to bring down the whole financial house of cards on us. And so certainly Cheney is not the sort of person that we can put any credence in, but I think it's so important that people understand and listen to what he's saying, because obviously he is revealing information I don't think they want out.
Well, the important thing that I'm saying is that a very highly placed co-conspirator in a provocation attack on America, when he goes out of his way to publicly promote another attack, it should put us all on high alert. Not because the attack would be by real terrorists acting independently of U.S. black operations, but that another false flag attack was being planned. Why? I think because the U.S. had generally become disbelieving in the constant war on terror rhetoric that has driven the public agenda for the last 8 years. I think it's very possible that the powers that be intend to pull off another one to reconstruct the threat and drive the American people to accept a greater diminution of their liberties. And there is a wave of backlash building against torture and domestic surveillance that can easily be turned around by another terrorist attack. It will go a long way towards proving, you see, they all told you so, you see, we had to have these laws because here they are at it again. Well, I have long made the case that the government's case against terror is completely bogus, although I will admit that the longer the U.S. continues to meddle in the Middle East, the more real terrorists they will generate. It's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. But it's crucial to understand. It is rare, if ever, does any significant attack occur by a lone terrorist or suicide bomber. They are all organized. They have organized help. You can trace that organization, that funding, back far enough. You always run into some black ops supply and training operation run by Russia or the U.S., often, of course, run by one of their surrogates like North Korea, Iran, or Syria, or in the case of the West, Israel, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and others.
Well, we're getting time for the next break, and so just hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen right here at the Genesis Network.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Joel Skousen, and he's simply talking about Dick Cheney going on to a nationwide television program and talking about the very real possibility of another terrorist attack, a major terrorist attack. And, of course, they play games with our minds all the time. People are very, very concerned about what's happening economically. People don't know what the future is going to hold. And if they were to engineer through a block operation of some sort, very similar to what they did with 911, it's very obvious that this was not what we were told. Certainly, those buildings did not come down because of fires in them, because they were hit by airplanes. These were obviously internal explosions. There's no question Building 7 was a controlled demolition. If you look at it, it was a controlled demolition as that building fell into its own shadow. And if they lied about Building 7, then everything else is a lie. But think of the psychological impact on the American people. Think how it would demoralize them and perhaps make them much more subject to being willing to acquiesce to whatever our invisible government wants to impose as far as taking away ever more freedom from the American people. But go right ahead, Joel.
Well, what it does more than anything else is give them an excuse to go before the president and say, you know, obviously we have to, you know, react strongly to this terrorist attack, and it will allow Obama, he always has to have an excuse to go before his public. He's not a thumb your nose at the person like George Bush was. Just like in the Tom Daschle withdrawal, he had to get up and apologize because obviously he'd put an insider into this nomination, and so it was very clear that he had to apologize. You know, Bush wouldn't have done so. But Obama did. So he'll have to have an excuse to go and do what George Bush does in intervening around the world. And that's what they're going to give him. I think that they're going to give him whatever it takes to push us back into war again so that we have the same type of thing. Now, I want to give some specific advice to the listeners on what to prepare for in terms of what I project this kind of terrorist attack will be. I think the most high probability is not an actual nuclear missile, because the United States does not want a people. I mean, even that could be survived very easily, but it would certainly make the rest of the country want to have some type of nuclear fallout protection. And the government doesn't want to get people alarmed to that degree. They want people held hostage to the concept of a nuclear war. And so I think at best it will be, I think the highest probability is some ship sailing into one of the harbors and detonating a dirty bomb that contains either biological, chemical, or nuclear material on it, so that it will have limited actual damage and impact, but tremendous publicity in terms of a terrorist attack. Now, if your listeners are in a major metro area, you need to be prepared for the social unrest that will follow such an attack. As I've said before, your greatest threat is not the actual attack itself, which is always fairly localized, but the social and economic effects of a draconian federal reaction to the crisis. This could be anything from shutting down all transportation to local martial law. In any case, expect to be heavily impacted by traffic jams, panic buying at the stores, panic exits from the area of the attack. If it's a small localized attack, which is a 95% probability, one's best tactic is to get home and stay home until it clears. Only in very massive social panic situations should one try to risk leaving the entire area. That is, when that social rioting and pillaging and things are going to go on for weeks and weeks and weeks, which the only scenario I can envision for that would be an actual preemptive nuclear strike on America, which would take us down for months, if not years. But one must think out very carefully, even in those cases of severe threat, that you must not get out there amid the panic in the crowd unless you can leave early enough before gridlock occurs. People should plan and pre-plan escape routes out of high-density suburban areas through local streets, not major thoroughfares, which will get clogged immediately. They're better off staying to the slower local streets and actually at least two or three blocks away from any major intersection, because those themselves will start to back up and get clogged. So after the initial crush and the panic subsides, then sometimes it's safe to get out of Dodge if one has prepared, as I recommend to people that prepare for some long-term retreat that's outside major metropolitan areas. And naturally, in order to withstand the period of panic until it subsides, one must rely on stockpiled food and household goods items that have been prepared in advance, so that they too aren't having to go rush down to the store like the rest of the panicky-driven people. So, as I said, I think the easiest type of attack to pull off, or made to be appear as if it couldn't have been foreseen if prevented, is an attack from a ship or boat slipping into a major U.S. harbor. One has to be careful to understand when such an attack occurs to look very carefully at where the wind is blowing when one of these bombs go off. As I say, it's not going to be a major attack where waves of airplanes like Pearl Harbor keep coming over. It's going to be a single event. And if it's a biological or nuclear or chemical attack, it will still have limited effects. Probably dissipate the downwind 1 to 10 miles, depending on the strength of the wind. After 10 miles, even a biological attack disperses to such an extent that it isn't very effective. But in any case, everyone will be in a panic, so if any of your listeners are anywhere in that vicinity, they will be impacted by instant traffic jams, and then, of course, by the later government-created traffic jams as it closes off freeways and major roads under the excuse of making way for first responders. Now, that's why I always recommend that people carry a small can of extra fuel in the trunk of the car, and one or two gas masks or paint respirators. The paint respirators are quite inexpensive, and they will cover almost all of these types of chemicals that will occur. They're very good nowadays, and they're very inexpensive. You can get them at Home Depot or any other paint supply store. In any case, it's very important not to run out of fuel, and if one has to park and wait out a traffic jam, we can do so with a mask on in the car so that If there is any residual material coming downwind, that they can avoid that. And, of course, once they get home, the old adage about using duct tape to tape up windows and doors is appropriate. The air inside the home will therefore stay breathable for 2 to 3 days, and one can survive until the air is essentially mostly cleaned out. But, of course, that won't work unless you have a supply of duct tape on hand and don't have to run down to the store to get it. So those are some practical things that people can think about. And although people don't like to think about a terrorist attack occurring, I think it would be unwise, given the fact that we have a knowing conspirator, in my opinion, in the 9/11 attack, giving a warning of another terror attack. This could very well be a very ominous sign, and I would suggest people go on yellow alert. It's not going to be imminent, but sometime, I think, during the Obama regime, we're going to see one of these things again.
I think a very, very good point, and I think very good advice.
There's an awful lot else that's happening in Obama where they're softening him up already to change his mind on troop withdrawals. I think we're going to see some additional problems in Iraq that will arise out of this new election, and it will be used to justify delaying the withdrawal of troops within 16 months. And that's still a long way away.
And they've already acknowledged they're going to have to send more troops into Afghanistan, a war that there's just no way we could win. We never should have gone in the first place, and we shouldn't be continuing to fight there now. We'll be right back with Joel Skousen.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Stop wasting your time struggling with everything you're trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough in scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. And before we go on, Joel, would you like to tell the listeners how they can subscribe to the World Affairs Brief and what they'll learn?
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. The World Affairs Brief is my weekly news analysis service where I try to insert back into the news that which the media purposely omits. Generally the media is simply a cheerleader for everything that the administration puts out, especially now that Obama is in charge. And as we'll discuss, there are so much about the so-called salary sanctions that everybody is cheering about that allows that to be a falsehood. That's what I'm covering in tomorrow's brief. But people can subscribe to the World Affairs Brief it's a fairly nominal price for a weekly analysis of the news. They can read about it on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com, and can even get a sample brief as it tells about after the summary of the current brief on the website. They can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. That's editor@worldaffairsbrief.com.
All right, fine. And so I would just recommend it. I go there every single day to first thing after I finish my emails and go through the website. The information is fascinating. What you need to know about what's really going on today that you're not going to get from the controlled media. So pick up the story from there, Joel.
Well, as I was mentioning, you know, there are tremendous loopholes on these salary sanctions. Obama and his speechwriters are doing a masterful job of verbally attacking all the key points that seem to, confirm or please the disturbed public, who are, you know, admittedly very disturbed about bailouts going to these people who brought this problem upon it. But the public isn't disturbed enough to see through the rhetoric and realize that nothing will change. First, it was the claim that Obama would shut down lobbying influence, and that was a fraud. Nothing is more telling about that than the naming of Tom Daschle to the cabinet. Of course, he withdrew, but he was tremendously involved in lobbying at big six-figure salaries. Now the latest barrage of propaganda is how executive pay would be limited in those companies receiving the largest bailouts. In fact, the number targeted for the low salary cap of 500,000 or small, that is, you know, talk about you have to be in the, they left it incredibly open in terms of who this is going to apply to. It has to be egregious compensation. Well, that might refer to AIG or Citibank, but there's an awful lot more of the insiders that got billions of dollars that won't be covered in this cap. Even though Democrats will create limits on existing golden parachutes, they cannot possibly block all the new ways in which devious experts can find to make executives wealthy. And the LA Times did an entire article, in fact, from some experts on how this can be done. They said corporate watchdogs applaud President Obama's moves to rein in corporate compensation. But none of the experts they spoke to doubted that crafty lawyers would have any trouble at all undermining this effect. He said, you're pitting a group of government bureaucrats against compensation consultants and lawyers who are paid lots of money, and they're pretty damn smart, he said. It's a lot easier to find ways around these things than it is to invent them in the first place.
But I think if people have to understand, it is the people of great wealth who put Obama in his position. And certainly, you go down the list of the members of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, these are the people who control the large banks, the people from the Trilateral Commission, I mean, Morgan, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, you know, all the major banks tie into this complex. They're the people who put him in power. Do you really think he's going to limit their, you know, their bonuses? They don't have to call them bonuses. They can call them credit awards, something like that. They can always find a different name for them, or stock options, or something else down the line. But believe me, do you remember, for every year, you know, they talk about all these rich people who don't pay any taxes. We've got to modify the tax laws, and they modify the tax laws, and what do you know? More rich people don't pay any taxes. So don't think for one minute that the rhetoric has anything to do with the reality.
That's right. You know, the same. This has been going on for years. You know, clear back in, 1993, the country was struggling economically, and President Clinton signed a law limiting a company's ability to deduct more than $1 million in salary for top executive, meaning it was going to be taxable even though they paid the salary if it went beyond $1 million. So companies simply shifted to stock options, leading to an explosion in executive compensation through the rest of the 1990s and set the stage for scandals over the attempts to backdate those options to make them even more valuable. So when they can start backdating and they can actually delay compensation until the person actually leaves the company and give them their millions after they leave. You know, these people don't actually take possession of all these special compensation perks lest they be taxable. Almost all these things are deferred. So it's just a matter of hiding them in another way. You know, in 1984, Congress sought to limit excessive severance packages known as golden parachutes. The lawmakers changed the tax code so that any payment more than three times an executive's annual salary was hit with a special 20% excise tax. And so companies interpreted the new tax rules to mean that anything up to three times the salary was permissible, and severance packages automatically rose to that level. And then companies started to pick a place where they started to simply pay executives taxes instead of pay for more compensation. So there are ways around these things, and they will find them. But this is a tremendous populist issue. It's popular, and Obama's riding that popularity. He's just appearing to win public relations coup after coup, and yet it's all a fraud.
It absolutely is. And if you really think that they're going to strip the executives of their big bonuses, why, you don't understand who's really behind Barack Obama. But go right ahead.
Well, you know, this bailout, about bailing out the states is disturbing as well. Now, there are only four states that are in the black right now: Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, and West Virginia. All other 46 states are in the red this year. But the biggest offenders are California. Now, I'm going to give you the official figures. $13 billion in the red, New York, $2.7 billion, Massachusetts, $2.4 billion, and Florida, $2.3 billion, Pennsylvania, $2.3 billion, New Jersey, $2.1 billion, Georgia and Illinois, $2 billion, Ohio, $1.2 billion, Virginia and Alabama, $1.1 billion. Those are all the ones over $1 billion in debt that are not going to be able to simply eliminate that debt by cutting back on services. But these are all grossly understated, the official numbers. California's real deficit is now $42 billion, not $13 billion. New York's is $14 billion, not $2.4 billion. Somebody's doing some creative accounting here to hide how bad the problem is. Why am I not surprised? You know, all these states that I mentioned except Alabama are liberal welfare states and have huge corrupt political machines that run the political system. 84% of cities in these same states are also in financial trouble. Now, worse, governments like California, as you know, being in California, are now refusing to pay people's tax refunds until they get relief. Unjust as this is, of course, typical of how government gets people to back a bailout. Expect these taxes to spread to other states in default. They always cut spending where it hurts people so that they can turn public opposition into support for either increased taxes, more debt — that's what Schwarzenegger did the last time around. He talked everybody into taking on more debt, and that's only come back to haunt him — or a bailout. And I think it's sure that the bailout's going to come. And it's just not fair to the states that have sacrificed to remain in the black to have the government being bailing out the states that didn't. They simply need to really chop spending and chop those welfare systems.
But they don't want to do it. I mean, here in California, I think it was yesterday, they announced that the Republicans were saying, look, they just bought the controller who's talking about who really what the terrible problem is, and we're going to have to issue IOUs, we're bankrupt. He just bought $7 million worth of furniture. And, well, you know, that's different. You know, we needed that furniture. Why do you need the furniture now when we don't have any money? Well, you don't understand, you know. We've got to have furniture. People get injured on that old furniture. They've always got excuses,
probably 6 years old.
Right. They have no intention of cutting back, but they're going to have to because the whole country is facing bankruptcy, as well as many people. We'll be back in just a moment here with Joel Skousen.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. call 1-866-323-5665.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Joel Skousen. So, Joel, you pick up the story.
Well, we're talking about some of the backtracking that's going on in the Obama administration. There's hypocrisy on illegal aliens. Chelsea Schilling of World Daily points out the hypocrisy of Obama's claim to enforce the law before starting to work on amnesty for illegals. His own aunt has been defying the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, publicly demanding, that she be allowed to remain in the country. And, of course, there's Americans for Legal Immigration are urging Obama to honor his rhetoric about the law by ousting his aunt as a gross violation of immigration laws in the country. And, of course, it'll never happen. Then there's the issue of Blackwater. You may have heard that the notorious Blackwater was being banned from Iraq. Well, not so fast. The fine print says that they can be farmed out to others like DynCorp and Carlyle Group, who will pass on their wages to Blackwater. So once again, there's fine print in everything the administration does. Blackwater is also transferring a lot of their people to Afghanistan. Experts say there are now about 3,000 foreign security contractors in Afghanistan, and they will be beefed up as the U.S. military forces are being beefed up. I mean, this is a shell game that is being played with the nation. Nothing, as you say, is as it seems.
And it's the old idea of symbolism over substance, rhetoric over reality. It really sounds great. Isn't it wonderful there's going to be any change? And there's not. That's the thing. It's not going to be a change, but they're going to make you think it's a change. But you go right ahead.
But you know, the Madoff hearings were taking place this week. Henry Markopoulos, who produced thousands of pages of detailed analysis telling the SEC that Bernie Madoff was running a Ponzi scheme, went before Congress this week with all the glaring details. Congressmen were outraged, and really, I watched it on television, really gave Linda Chapman Thompson, the SEC chief of enforcement, a really verbal dressing down. And you know, it was just amazing. With a very haughty indignation, rather than any humility, she simply shot back, "How dare you impugn, you know, my honesty and things." Well, that's exactly what he was doing. She was only worried about her integrity being impugned, but obviously it should be impugned. Markopoulos' testimony was devastating in its completeness. It was obvious to anyone who was listening that this couldn't have been mere incompetence in the SEC to have overlooked Madoff. Markopoulos said it had to do with the SEC's reluctance to go after someone so high up in the Wall Street community. I mean, he was close, but it's worse. One of the features of Madoff's scheme that allowed the manager to remain undetected so long was the way in which he drew investors into his company by playing hard to get and also by offering, quote, special access to people in higher in government. He said Madoff's coyness was a masterful use of the hook, that his false lure of exclusivity and exclusive access to government was part of his Ponzi scheme. Well, you see, Madoff was an insider, and he was promising access to the realms of the U.S. financial power that he himself possessed and that he had used to avoid detection. And that's one of the reasons, you know, they thought they were playing with one of the big boys who couldn't ever be taken down. And this is how people get secret bank accounts in Switzerland, even though it's against the IRS rules. They talk to somebody who's an insider who claims that, you know, I can get it through. Same thing with offshore tax shelters. You have all kinds of insiders who deal with, the people in the know, and they're able to use that promise of access to get ahead. And so I think we'll probably not know the entire scope of how Madoff was allowed to cover up for this for so long, but it's definitely a real issue.
But the thing is, he could not possibly have done it alone. He had to have the help of people in government and the SEC. He had to have people, you know, certainly within his own corporations who were doing this. One man could not have pulled off a scam like this. And yet, of course, it sounds like they're going to let everybody else off. His brother was the one who was doing the accounting. people had asked for independent audits, and Madoff said, well, we can't allow that because this is secret information. We don't want other people to know how we're making all this money. I mean, and the people went along with it. This is the incredible thing.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, there's a lot of outrage from conservatives about how Obama's taking us into socialism. And conservatives may be right that Obama's taking us more quickly down new paths into socialism, especially in healthcare. But it's the compromising Republicans that are responsible for a lot of it. Libertarian Sean Scallion talks frankly when he says, I don't know whether to laugh, chuckle, or scream whenever I hear some right-wing social democrat, he has in parentheses Republican, politician talk about how the United States is, quote, sliding towards socialism, as South Carolina Jim DeMint put it in response to Obama's stimulus package. Apparently there are fearful people out there who believe that America stands just a hair's breadth away from socialism. Didn't they hear the word? We live in a socialist country. We have been since 1933.
But the thing is that, of course, there were more major changes under George Bush as far as the Medicare bailout, certainly as, you know, the No Child Left Behind. I mean, George Bush and the Republicans pushed more big government spending. The biggest deficits we have ever had came under the Republicans. And, of course, then they're talking about, you know, fiscally responsible. Those words should choke in their throats. And everybody should understand we've got a one-party system with two branches. And when the Republicans are in power, they push socialism. When they get out of power, they pretend to be opposing it. They give hypocrisy a bad name. Joe, we're out of time. God bless. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Fine. Well, I hope you enjoy our programs with Joel. I always do. And his information is so vitally important. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners. This is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there and you enjoy our programs, you think our information is worthwhile, why, we have almost 60 outlets, or actually over 60 outlets every week. And quite frankly, we could certainly use your help in doing what we're doing. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And you can certainly make a donation, or you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get our best tapes of the month and our newsletter, or just get the newsletter by itself, whatever you'd like. We hope you go to our website at radioliberty.com. If you have not laid in a supply of long-term food storage, we work with Ready Reserve Foods, and you get the same wholesale prices to us that you'll get it through Ready Reserve. And so we could be glad to send you a catalog if you call us. If you need the Berkey products, Berkey filters, or any of the other products, if you'd like to get the DVD, Sheltering in Place, it's very important that you start thinking now about what you would do in case of a crisis situation. The DVD, Sheltering in Place, is important. If you'd like to get the potassium iodate to have on hand in case of a nuclear attack, we carry all of these items. And then, of course, we suggest you lay in a supply of health supplies. We also, people with Garden in a Can, advertise with us. We think it's an excellent product. We recommend it to you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't seen the great new DVD, The Eye of the Phoenix, going into the emblems on the back of the dollar bill and into Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who is deeply involved in the occult, you will certainly want to get that. And, of course, the reason that Franklin Delano Roosevelt and Henry Wallace put the emblems on the back of the dollar bill was because they were occult symbols, and they wanted to put them there to demonstrate the fact that we were entering a new society, the Novus Ordo Seclorum. They said that was the New Deal. Well, that was the ancient slogan for the new order of the ages. That's what it was all about. We are moving towards a one-world government. That has always been the goal of the ancient secret societies, of the mystery religions. It was this goal of the Kabbalists, of the Gnostics, of the Rosicrucians, of the Templars, of the Illuminati, of the Masons. and it is the goal of the secret and covert organizations that are working here in America today. And they will tell you, if you go to the Lucis Trust website, lucistrust.org, why they will tell you that there really is a supernatural element. There are ascended masters who are directing the course of the world. And, of course, they work through these men. They influence their minds. And certainly many of the people who are leading us today are deeply involved in the occult. It is not simply by accident that the logo of the Trilateral Commission contains in its middle an upside-down broken cross. And yet, of course, it is the members of the Trilateral Commission that dominate the Obama campaign. Of course, they have a lot of people from the CFR, the Bilderbergers there, but the really important positions, head of intelligence, national security advisor, assistant national security advisor, ambassador of the United Nations, chief economic advisor to the president, Paul Volcker, secretary of the treasury, Tim Geithner, all come from the Trilateral Commission. They've only got 87 members. They control our government. This is, they always have. Understand, behind everything are powerful spiritual forces. The number 1-800-544-8927.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear.